So as we look at 2024, which we'll do all of January, probably throughout this entire year, we're looking at renewal. When I say renewal, I'm not just talking about a renewal of our bodies, which of course we're already being renewed each and every day. And we have mercies every morning. I love that. I love that we discovered that we have mercies every morning, that God is our, that the Lord is our portion. He is our portion. He's all that we need. But when I think of renewal, I have to think about where does it start? Where do we start with renewal? And I believe it's in our minds. It's in our perspective. It's how we look at things. So that drove me to Romans 12, 2, about renewing our minds. Our minds. Our minds are remarkable. I'm reading these books right now, working with couples who are ready to get married, and it's all this information about how our minds work, how we store things, how things store in our minds forever. Did you know that? That everything you see, everything you experience, even if you don't remember it, is still stored in your mind. We haven't even discovered all the things about our minds that are so complex and so much is going on. And right now, we can have our minds renewed. Made brand new. Physically. Spiritually. Do you know that when you have experiences, you change the pathways of your mind? That if you experience something over and over again, you can literally change the neurons in your brain. That is how remarkable God has made us. So since we can do that in nature, it stands to reason that we can do that spiritually. So Romans talks about us renewing our minds. I think before we can renew anything, I think before we can do anything, we have to contemplate it. We have to think about it. We have to understand it. And then we can tackle it. Isn't that the truth? Like when you take out a project, you have to understand what you're doing. I remember one time I was learning how to simply put moldings in for around a baseboard. And you have to cut them at a certain angle. Well, if you don't know how to cut them, it will be very difficult to get these boards to match up. And not only do you need to know how to cut them, you need to have the right tools. So I didn't know about this, but there's this thing called a miter box. And so you put the piece of wood in the miter box, and it cuts a 45 degree angle on the piece of wood. Now, I didn't know that. Without knowing that, without having that knowledge, I would have been working on those boards all day, and they would never match. But when you put a 45 degree angle, they match like magically. Exactly. And it becomes a piece of cake because you have that knowledge. So it all begins with what we think. The way we have a situation in hand. It matters how you look at it. It matters how you review it. Let's move to Romans 12:2. We only have two verses today. And I want to give us a little background about what's going on here. So in Romans, Paul is talking to the church. He's talking to the Gentiles. And he's telling them, and this goes for us right now, we are the Gentiles. He's telling them that they are being grafted in. Grafted in means that they are the new root for God. That the people of God is now expanding. And grafting in has to do with plants that you can literally take. It's kind of like that. It's funny that we're going to say this, but it's kind of like those moldings I was talking about, and then you cut them at that 45 degree angle. That's what you do with plants. You cut a little graft into them, and you put another plant in there, and it gets grafted into the original plant. And it grows together. And Paul is telling us that we are being grafted in. We are being grafted in with the original Israelites, with the original Jewish people, that we are now God's people. And as a matter of fact, Israel has now forsaken God. They have messed up so many times. They have looking to other gods, to other idols, that God is looking at the new grafted in people. And so as we look at this, Paul is telling us we have to be ready to be grafted in. We have to be ready to be the new people. As we talk about the new year, 2024, we are new. We are made new every morning. Paul begins in verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Now, what really struck me about this passage is we're talking about a living sacrifice. Now, what's wrong with that picture? A living sacrifice. When you have a sacrifice and you bring it to the altar, it's not a living sacrifice. As a matter of fact, you're going to slaughter that animal. It's going to be a dead sacrifice, isn't it? But we are called not to be a dead sacrifice, a living sacrifice. What does that mean? Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy. We already talked about His mercies come new every morning. Every day we get God's mercies. As we just got done with prayer, we're asking for God's presence and we're asking for God's mercy upon all of us. We're asking for all that cancer to be eradicated. We're asking for healing, 100% healing, 100% restoration. We're asking for God's power. In view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. How do we do that? We give ourselves to Him. And how much of ourselves do we give to Him? All of us. All of our mind. All of our strength. All of our very soul. All of us. We give all of it. Our entire body. Body, heart, mind, and soul. We give everything to our Lord. We are a living, a walking, a breathing sacrifice. Meaning that we sacrifice everything. We sacrifice our wants and desires for what God would have us do. We sacrifice our income so we can help the church. We can help others. We sacrifice. As a parent, we know about sacrifice. That's all we do as a parent. Is we sacrifice for our children. Why do we do that? Because we love them. And we do that because we care for them. We do that because we want them to prosper. We want them to grow. We want them to not have to suffer any hardship. We want them to not have to deal with all the things that we may have dealt with. We want them to have an advantage. And our Father God wants that for us. His mercy is upon us, not just as far as when we're in a situation. His mercy is upon us each and every day, empowering us. And our bodies are a living, a breathing, a walking, a talking sacrifice. Holy and pleasing to God. Pleasing. Can you imagine pleasing God right this minute? Can you imagine right now that God says, good work. Good job. Well done, faithful servant. Can you imagine pleasing God with every breath? What God has made us holy. Jesus has made us holy. So we can please Him every moment of every. We should take just a deep breath right now. And just take that in. That this second we are pleasing God. And this is your true and proper worship. Worship isn't just when we sing a song. It isn't just when we give praise, although that is wonderful, beautiful, uplifting worship. Worship isn't just when we read the Word, although that is giving us, gaining us knowledge and understanding. Worship isn't even when we're just serving somebody else and taking care of them, even though we really do need to take care of one another and take care of our brother and sister wherever we need to. Worship is every breath we take. And our true and proper worship is our entire body, heart, mind, and soul giving to the Lord. Paul continues. Do not conform. What does it mean to conform? Give in. I love that. I love that definition from Mike. Give in. Become like. Settle for. We become like the world. Do not conform to the pattern. That word struck me. The pattern. What is the, do not conform to the pattern of this world. What is the pattern of this world? Evil, I heard. Look out for number one, right? And make sure you get your due, right? You're not going to disrespect me. The pattern of this world, it's got a lot of conflict going on, doesn't it? The pattern of this world has a lot of hardship in it, doesn't it? The pattern of this world is you better take care of yourself because nobody else is going to take care of you. Have you ever heard that in your life? Have you ever heard that you better keep your secrets in your house, that you better not let your dirty laundry out, you better not let anybody hear what's going on in your household? We have this pattern of this world that is a little bit, not even just a little bit, but it is selfish. It's about number one. It's about taking care of me. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Why wouldn't we want to conform to that? It's outside of God. Evil begets evil. Good begets good. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. You know, I love sci-fi movies. I'm watching some Jedi stuff right now, some Star Wars stuff that, if Jacob was in here, he could relate some of the stuff that they're bringing out these days that are kind of backstories of the original story. And you see it so clearly, the good versus evil. And you see that people who are evil are being transformed. They're changing their mind. They're changing their way of looking at things. And that it's called the Force in Star Wars. But when the Force comes upon them, the Force changes them. So sci-fi is talking a lot. Tolkien, in the Lord of the Rings, he's talking about God. In many of these science fiction novels, we're talking about God. Many of our greatest scientists, Einstein, tried to understand the mind of God. We are to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It all starts with your mind. I think it's Joyce Meyer that has that book, Battleground of the Mind. And she's absolutely correct. It all begins in the mind. It begins with the way we think. It begins with the way we look, the way we look at things, the way we look at each other. All this conflict that's been going on for the last 4 or 5 years, it all has to do with how we look at each other. All this conflict that's going on across the world is how we look at each other. That we talked about even on that battlefield when they laid down all their arms and they played football on a Christmas Eve. And for a moment, the madness stopped. And they saw each other. Their minds changed. They saw each other as brothers and sisters. They saw this man who was their enemy, according to the world, according to the pattern of the world, that this man was really their brother. Who had children. We need a renewing of our minds. We need a renewing of our heart. We need a renewing of our attitude. You know, there's this whole thing that I've been learning that what we believe changes to our habits, and our habits change to our values. That is so powerful. It all begins with, what do we believe? I'm talking to somebody right now about the Word. You have to start here. You got to start with what God gave us, His Word. He literally gave us a whole autobiography about Himself and about ourselves and about the relationship with Him and the relationship with one another. Everything is in the Word. We have to start here, and we have to believe what God has given us. Then we have to change our habits. We have to change the way we do things. We have to change the way we think about things. And then as we change our habits, as I just got done talking about, it literally changes the neurons in our brains, did you know? It changes the pathway. It changes the way we think. I'm working with couples right now, and do you know that if couples experience happiness and joy, they will beget happiness and joy. Your mind, your brain will literally seek it out and create it. And your actions, your habits, you'll start showing each other more love and care and compassion. And it will beget more. And you'll want more. Isn't God amazing what He does? So our beliefs, what we believe, change to our habits. And finally, it becomes our values. Who we are. Our value system. You know, we often talk about this against my value system. Because this is core. This is who I am. So, as we renew our minds, we renew our value system. We renew ourselves. Do not conform to the pattern of this messed up world. I'm paraphrasing a little bit and adding. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Have you ever wanted to know what God's will is for your life? Have you ever tried to figure out your purpose of why we're here? The purpose why you are here? Have you ever tried to understand the mind of God? Einstein did, and he came up with the theory of relativity. And actually, I just read something that they are reaffirming what Einstein already came up with, that the theory of relativity is still standing strong across the entire galactic universe, because they're finding these patterns out there of these voids. Like, you know, we have all these stars everywhere, but there's this dark matter and this black space between all these stars. What do you do with that? Well, they're understanding that there's huge voids out there, but these voids are going right with the theory of relativity. So Einstein was correct. And he was looking for the mind of God. As we renew our mind, God gives us His mind. He gives us His Spirit. We just sang about how Christ is in us. The Holy Spirit is in us. God's mind is in us. And He's renewing our mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve. I thought that was interesting. Why does it say test and approve? Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. Why do I need to test and approve? I mean, maybe testing it and finding out, is this really from God? I can understand that. But approve? Why do I have to approve God's will for my life? Acceptance. Because that's what I will want to do. Because it's not a forced idea here. It's not a forced method that God is using. He's not forcing us to conform to His will. He needs us to test, make sure it's God, and approve, make sure this is really what we want, because we talked about it the other week, that it all begins like with that crib. What do I want? What do I want from Jesus? What do I want out of that crib? It all begins with what I want. I want God's will. And what is His will? It is good. Can you say good? It is good. It is pleasing. And it is perfect. God has a good, a pleasing, and a perfect will for my life. Wow. It feels like this whole burden is lifted off of me. Aren't we in this whole race during our life? Like, why are we here? What are we doing? What do we got going on next? And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that we have going is the experience of going. The experience of having His presence and feeling His presence. When we give praise and worship and we feel the presence of God, that is experiencing God. When we are in His Word and we get revelation, that is experiencing God. When we are in prayer for 5 minutes or more, we're all doing 5 minutes or more, right? When we're in prayer for 5 minutes or more, we are experiencing that intimacy with God. And we are understanding His pleasing and perfect will for us is for us to be in relationship with Him. And for us to be in relationship with one another. We were just talking about Stephanie is going to give birth to this beautiful baby. What are the experiences of that baby, boy or girl? Do they know the gender? What are the experiences of that young lady going to be? That little girl into a young lady, into a woman, into a mother. What is her experiences going to be? And how much are they going to be God-filled? And how much will Stephanie inject that into her child? That is God's pleasing and perfect will for us to know Him and for us to have relationship with one another. So what do we do with all this? When we have this renewing of our minds, I think it's simple. We are to be transformed. Body, heart, mind, and soul. Let us pray. Dear Father God, we seek transformation today. As we begin 2024, we want to start here. We want to start with our minds. We need a renewing of our minds, not just a renewing of our habits, not even just a renewing of our values. We need a complete overhaul, a renewing of our mind. We need a change of perspective. We need to see things differently. We need to see things through your eyes. We need our wants and desires, our heart, to be in line with your pleasing and perfect will. We need to test and approve, first of all, that you are indeed speaking to us. And we are right on board. We approve. We're with the program. So we ask that we can test and approve your perfect will and renew our mind. Lord, there is so much here. Where do we start? We start with our wants and our desires. We want, we need you. We need your presence. We need your relationship. We need your very essence in us. And we thank you that you've already given us that. May we activate that in ourselves. May we activate that in someone else. May we activate that in this world. May we activate your Son, Jesus, in this world and help us to open up our eyes and see your Son, our Lord, Jesus Christ. And we ask all of this through the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Renewing of our minds, transforming in Christ. Let's listen again to the words of this verse and then come in at the chorus.
See you tomorrow.
and continues. Every time we close worship, the words parallel, echo, exactly what we just got done talking about. And as I looked at all those verses, even heading up to this verse, it spoke exactly what we just got done talking about. That He is the God who saves us, and He's worthy of all our praises. And that we just need to ask Him to come, have Your way among us, that have Your pleasing and perfect will with us, and that we welcome You. There's that being approved. We welcome You here, Lord Jesus. There is the formula of exactly how we do what we just got done talking about. We acknowledge that He is saving us, that He's taking care of us, that He's worthy of every praise we can give Him, and we're asking Him to come for His presence with us, and we welcome You, Lord Jesus. Nothing else needs to be said for 2024. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, come have Your way with us. Dear Lord Jesus, embed us, change our hearts, change our minds, change our perspective, change our very soul. Help us to see things differently. Renew our minds. Dear Holy Spirit, move in us, change us, change the very neurons of our brains, our pathways, so that we may see the path that You have laid out for us. We thank You, dear Father God, that You have a perfect and a pleasing path for us, for me. That You have a purpose, a will for me. May we see, may we seek that will, that relationship with You, that relationship with one another, that bringing others to You. May we see the complete picture. Now and for all eternity. This we ask through the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. We are dismissed to love and to serve our Lord Jesus. Have an amazing week. So as you go out this week, I want you just to pray about being transformed. I want you to pray about being renewed. I want you to send me a text and let me know how you're going to be renewed this week, how you're going to help somebody else find the Lord this week and renew their life. I want you to tell me what the Holy Spirit is stirring in your mind today. Have an amazing week, and next week I won't be here, but dear associate will be here, and he will have an amazing message for you.